Simen Tov Reish Ches. So we use the halachas of Suda Mafsekes and Tosef Yom Kippur. So Suda Mafsekes is the Suda which would be mafsek between eating and not eating. The final Suda. So after you come back from the basic Knesset, from Davening Mincha, come home, and the table should already be set. You should go to bed without waiting. You should be able to sit down to eat the Suda Mafsekes. There's a meaning that the Suda Mafsekes, we dip the hamotzi in honey, and that after the Suda, one says Shir HaMalis. Now, the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur is that even though from the Rambam it's mashma that Tosefes Yom Kippur, it may not be deraisa, except for inoy, but not for doing malach. However, many mafarshim learn that Tosefes Yom Kippur is midraisa also from doing malacha. That's where the Torah paskins. And it's mashed from the paskim that all the inuyim are also, even according to the mandama, that some of that inuyim may not be minatera, but it's all included from when I'm a kabbal Yom Kippur. Now, questions from when already can it be Mekabi Yom Kippur? The Mishmurah talks about the Shaar Tzion. It's not clear what the mitzvah Tosefes is. How much do I need to? What's the share? How much do I need to add on to be Mekabi the mitzvah? If it's a small amount, more than that. Is it 2 minutes, 3 minutes, a half an hour, 5 minutes? Different shittas. However, at least a few minutes, one should be mekabel at least a few minutes beforehand. Now, in Sif Beis, there's an interesting halach over here. It says, Mizmana Gemara, it says the Mizmana Gemara, the women were not to eat during the time of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So, and then we apply the Gemara of Hanach Lam Liso Mutashir Shagin by Yom Azidin. And the Mechaba speaks about over here, when do we say this klal? No, it's the mitzvah of Teichacha, you have to give someone Musa. When do we say that you don't have to give him Musa, and we'd rather you do B'Shagin and not B'Mezid? Okay, now, in Sif Gimel, let's say someone stopped eating while it's still a day, he could continue eating as long as he wasn't mekabel himself the tainus. However, the Shmur brings down that there are those that say that the minig is that after you eat, it's also to eat, unless you were mekabel or unless you spoke out, then you're not being mekabel the tainus. Therefore, says Mishmur, if you're ending your suda early, so then you should have in mind that you're not being mekabel the tainus yet, and you'll want to eat or drink after you say berachas hamazon. However, b'di'eved, one could always be samech on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that even though suda mafsek is usually the last suda, but you can still eat afterwards. Okay, now the there are different minhagim also what to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There are those that might eat fish in the first Suda. There's a whole Maisa with a... I chose someone to get a tour. Yom Kippur. Interesting mice over there. It's brought down there on Erev Yom Kippur once you eat light food. It's Vur Mishmur that it's not only by the Suda Mafsekes, but even by the Suda in the morning. But others are mashma that's dafka by the Suda Mafsekes that you should eat the light food. And, by eating meat, the minig is to eat meat, that if one wants to eat meat, to eat in the first food, the earlier in the day, and the second Suda to eat Dafka chicken. That's the meaning by many people. Thank you very much. See here in so nice with a chaya to went to buy the fish, and oh, I can't find it here. Okay, I think there are those that have a specific meaning to eat fish by the first meal, based on a medj that the Torah, the Beis Yosef, brings down. Where? Tavrish Dalet? Okay. Oh, here it is. Oh, so the Torah says like this. It says, okay, thank you. Mashal Amel Shaila Ben Yochev, because the sun is fine, you may have a civil Achilles case fine. Maybe be Medjush. Maise be Shaiter Ha'ir, Shamla Avdi. One of the rulers in the city told his Eved, Kineli Dogim, go out and buy for me fish. Le Matzel Dog Echad. He found one fish, Venasim by Zahov, and he gave a gold coin. V'hayisham Yehudi Chayit. There was this Jewish tailor. V'hayisavolav ad she'aluhu l'chamisha. But the Jewish tailor was bidding for it, and he raised the price until it went up to 5. V'nisha l'chayit and remained for the chayit, for the tailor. So the Eved came back to his master and told him what happened. So the shaiter, this ruler, sent out to the chayit and said to him, what partnasa do you have that you can afford such expensive fish? So the chayit said, I'm a tailor. I'm a loy. Lama kanisa dag shava zohub b'chamish zubas. Why did you spend so much money on a fish that's worth one gold coin? You paid 5. V'la'id. And even more than that, you took it away from my eved, which I sent out to buy it for me. So he responded and he said, V'heich loy eknenu afilu ba'asara k'tei lo'ochloi b'yoyim kazeh. How could I not buy it even for 10 coins in order to eat it on this zeh b'yoyim kazeh sh'tzivan ha'kash baruch hu lecho v'lishtais. V'sha'anu b'tuchim sh'kash baruch y'chapeh lo na'alavei nesenu. Amaloy, so the shaiter said back, im kein yofa asisa, Upatra, and he let him go. That's the Medrash. And the Beis Yosef, what's interesting is the Beis Yosef, he takes the Medrash apart piece by piece, discussing what was the question, my malachtecha, what was he asking about, and he goes through the whole story over here. But the Maisa, based on this story, there are those that it says, based on this story, there are those that are like to eat fish on Erev Yom Kippur. Akapanim, different monogam, like we said, to eat light food and things like that. Okay. In Siman Tafresh Yud, Over there, it speaks about halakas neiris on Lel Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah, just like every Lel Shabbos on Lel Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of halakas neiris. There's different minhagim about lighting candles for the, like lighting a light for the living. Just like we light a ner neshama for those that, relatives of ours, close relatives that may have passed away. But we also light one candle for the family called a ner chayim. I don't know why it's not so. Okay. I want to jump now to more the dinim of Yom Kippur itself, which is, begins with Tavresh Yidal, Tavresh Yidbeis. So Tavresh Yidal speaks about, in general, the five inuyim that applies to night just like during the day. But Tavresh Yidbeis, we deal with the issue of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. The issue of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Now, it's also to eat or drink or taste anything on Yom Kippur. And even if I plan on spitting it out, I'm not going to swallow it. Also, we paskin that one should not do on Yom Kippur. It's mutter for someone to smell. They can smell things that they enjoy smelling. For some of them or other things, that's fine. There's a chiddush in Ramah. Ramah says, mutter ligab Yom Kippur b'aychel mashkim v'litin l'ketanim. It's mutter to touch food and drinks to give to the ketanim. We're not worried that you might come to eat it. Kiveg in a tshuva, he dines up. Maybe it should be mukso, because you can't eat it or drink it, so maybe it's mukso on Yom Kippur. Even though it's a big chiddush, the arsmeach is metame, like why it's roi for ketanim. So what would, it's not roi for you, but it's roi for ketanim. And more than that, from the Ramah's mashmas of mutter, just as a chashash, maybe you come to eat it. So we say you can move it around for children, but it's definitely mashmas and spiskim. If it's not for children, then why touch it? Ragabonim, that's this of eating and drinking. Tafresh Gimel is din rechitza Yom Kippur. Now the gather of the Isser is a rechitza which is of tainug. So therefore, if someone has dirt, or something, any type of dirt on their hands or any part of their body, or they're bleeding, and they want to wash off the dirt, so that's mutter. The Isser is to wash with the purpose to feel good. That's where the Isser comes. The Mechaber brings down in Sif Dala that it would be mutter for someone who's an Istinist to wash his face with water, even if there's no dirt there. However, the Ramah says, the minig is like the maril, that we're machmir, that even the Istinist, someone who's very finicky about this, should not wash his hands unless there's mamash like crust or dirt by his eyes or on his face. However, the Pais can bring down that even if he's not an Istinist, he could wash off that guch that's stuck over there. Now, even a rechitza which is not of tainug, we try to refrain from. But what's interesting is that in the morning when we wake up or when we go to the bathroom, we wash our hands until our knuckles. Even though we're doing it for mitzvah, we're not doing it for tainug. Still, the meaning is we only do it the minimum that we have to, which is until our knuckles. You don't have to take a ruler and measure it, The kainim by duchnim wash their full hand. In Tavresh, that's Tavresh Yigil, Tavresh Yidala speaks about sicha, anointing. Over here also, the get of anointing is also for tainug. Therefore, to put deodorant on, again, with the rules of Shabbos, which deodorants are mutta, whatever deodorant is mutta on Shabbos, would be mutta to put on Yom Kippur. In this siman also, we speak about Nilas, a sandal. From the Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam's mashma, that the inui, what's the inui of Nilas, a sandal? That you feel the koshia aretz, you're feeling the heart of the ground. That's the ikar ino, is that if you're walking with sandals, that you feel the ground. And the chesam seifa, that Kabar for a second. He says over here, I'm sorry. In Isaiah, he says,
people don't go out with shoes that are made from felt. It's made like our shoes. There are those that are makbid, machmir, not to go out with comfortable sneakers or comfortable shoes. Even rubbers. Even though we're not meich biyar mekilim achresh and shulchan aruch, v'roi v'achrein mekilim b'zeh, kamaka misha efshalai nachir lahachmer b'zeh. It's nachir to be machmer. But again, at the end he says, it's only a chumrah, it's not the medina, there's no problem. So that's why these tumults that people made with the Crocs and things like that, I don't understand exactly why they're making such a big tumult about it, because you want to be machmir, you can be machmir, but Medina, like he says, the Shulchan Aruch and Roif Achreim held that you don't need Kaishia Aretz. And the many items also not, so I'm not clear why they made that whole thing. Stamze, wearing slippers, which I don't go around your whole foot, so where there's no Erev, there's El Chashabas, take a Shiloh about it. Which in Simon Shinalf speaks about that it might fall off your foot, you'll come to carry it. It could be nowadays, we're not worried about that. Just that's a separate discussion, but it's not Yom Kippur, it's a discussion. Okay, then we have Dinim over here of Intaf Reshit Zayin, Intaf Reshit Ches, which are Dinim for a Chayla. I just going to mention one idea, which is kedai to know, and hopefully it won't be negated to anyone, but we find in Hilchas Yom Kippur, which we don't find this by other Tanesim, something called shiurim. Shiurim means that there's a shiur how much is usher to drink, in order to be oivan the isser of drinking, and there's a shiur how much one needs to eat in order to be oivan the isser of eating on Yom Kippur. Now, what's important to know is chetzi shiur is also asr. Chetzi shiur is asr. It may not be kares, but it's asr. Derais or drabanan, that's a sigin yuma. Halacha midrabanan, it's asr. Okay, let's say it's asr midrabanan. Chetzi shiur is asr. Maybe asr midrabanan, but chetzi shiur is asr. However, the halacha that we find over here is that one who's having a difficult time fasting, or one who sees that if he continues to fast, he will need to come to break the fast, but by drinking chetzi shir, or eating chetzi shir, he will not have to break the fast completely. He won't have to break the fast. So then, we paskin for him to drink or eat the chetzi shir in order to prevent him from having to have to break the fast. Now, if you have someone who's in a matzah where they need to break the fast, a pikuach nefesh or a safim pikuach nefesh, of course we tell them to break the fast. Over here we're talking about someone who right now does not need to break the fast. But if he continues in this situation, he may come to needing to break the fast. So for him, we give him the suggestion of a chetzi shir. Chetzi shir means eating less than the shir that would be chayiv, and spacing it out over a time that with your two eatings are not starved to each other to the share. So that's called that you're not doing it taich achidechiz pras. Taich achidechiz pras, being machalikz, how much time that is, ranging from like 9 minutes to 2 minutes. So therefore, most people will be enough to space down 9 minutes, but if someone cannot, they can go down to 2 minutes to the smallest share of kidechiz pras. But that's the idea of shiurim. Now, right. So if someone's feeling certain symptoms of not of that symptoms of leading towards dehydration, So the best thing would be to catch himself by doing chetz shin. Now it's, can I borrow the foreman? Now over here also we find that if you have, let's say taking pills on Yom Kippur, right? Someone who wants to take a caffeine pill, someone wants to take a Tylenol, Advil, or whatever it may be. So, you have a headache, it's not so bad to have a headache. Look, a little, for kapara may not be the worst thing. But if it's disturbing him that he can't daven, or he can't do his abayim, so then he needs to take a Tylenol, or Advil, whatever it may be. Or a caffeine pill. So if it's a suppository, that's for sure fine. The shloike derech achila completely. But if let's say you want to swallow it, so again, putting aside hilchas refuah, assuming that you have a head to be time refuah, you can't function normally, or you're taking it as a preventive, so you have a head to be time refuah. I'm allowed to take it. So if you can swallow it without liquid, atayif, that's the best thing. But let's say I need liquid in order to swallow it. So what do I do? To drink less than the share, we just said is usher. Right? So how do I take less than the share? How do I take liquid to wash it down? So the etzah is that the halacha over here is the shacharach says ochal oichlam she'enam ruuyim la'achila. If someone ate food which is not roi la'achila, or he ate achilas gasa. So he's eating food which is not real achila. Pater. He's pater. It's not real achila, he's pater. Now, the same halach is with drinks. If I have something which, if I have liquid which is not real achila, so then, if I drink that, I'll be pater. So the etzah is to make some, if someone knows they're going to need to do this, so before Yom Kippur, to take some liquid and make it not roi l'achila. So the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva gives the example, a black coffee. So some are taina that perhaps the coffee of the Chassam Sofer was much more bitter than ours, and therefore he considered black coffee not roi l'achila. Some say that it's taka not roi l'achila, even ours. But another etzah would be is if you don't need to drink a lot of this, so you take four before Yom Kippur, hot water, and you dip in it like three tea bags, make very strong tea essence. That's talk of bitter and disgusting. And then you take some of that to wash the pill down, so it's ain't roi l'shtia, which you putter on that. And therefore, that would be etzah over here it says in Mishnah Brura, says even if it's not really the shtia, the chatzchila, one should be careful about. But the meisin, in case someone needs it, they will be able to use it. Fine. So that's the answer that's given. I'm sorry for closing it. Just to end off, if you take a look at Tavresh Chav Dalid, of this to me, Matzim Kippur. So, another important idea is, which someone was mentioning before, is that before Havdalah, it's mutter to drink water. So if davening is extending past the Zman, which may happen over here, I don't know. But if it's extending past the Zman, and even if you don't feel terrible, but if you normally end Shabbos at 35 minutes, 40 minutes, or whatever it may be, you can definitely walk out and drink water. Water is not a problem. Say Baruch Amalim Baruch Shachal and drink water. The Shulchan Aruch over here. I'm sorry, it is hard to see, especially you're following in. If you look at Tafresh Chav Dalet, and it says over here, it says something interesting. It says the Ramah says in at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, says Maschilim Miyad B'Matzoy Yom Kippur Ba'Asiyas Asoka. Immediately, miyad, b'matzei Yom Kippur, immediately matzei Yom Kippur, we begin to make the sukkah kedei lotzeis mitzvah el mitzvah. To go from mitzvah to mitzvah. Now, that's not interesting. If the idea is just to go from mitzvah to mitzvah, so you could give tzedakah, sit and learn, you could do many mitzvahs. But there's obviously some Indian over here of going from Yom Kippur to Sukkah, and you're fulfilling this idea of going to mitzvah mitzvah. Then we take a look in Tafresh Chaf Hei, which is the first simon in Hilchos Sukkah. Again, the Ramah comes along and says, "O mitzvah l'sakei na Sukkah miyad la'achi Yom Kippur, the mitzvah abal yodai al yach mitzenu." So it's interesting. Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur is telling us what's the reason why we do miyad is to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. The Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah is telling us the reason why we do it is because mitzvah bali yodai ach mitzenu. Now, why is it mitzvah bali yodai? I have 4 days to do it. I can do it tonight, I can do it tomorrow, I can do it the day after. What makes the mitzvah bali yodai? Again, there seems to be some connection over here between building the sukkah and Yom Kippur. So perhaps pshat is based on the Gra, that the Gra says why is sukkah after Yom Kippur, and why is sukkah in the winter? It should be right. Be'etzim sukkah should be when they left Mitzrayim, which is in Nisan. So the Torah's famous teretz is in order to show the world that we go out to the sukkah because it's a mitzvah. Everyone's going out in Nisan to the sukkah. We go out in Tishrei, even though everyone's coming back in. Summer's over, Labor Day's already around then. So we're coming back in, but we're going out. They're coming back in, we're going out. But the Gra says, no, it fits in very well. On Yom Kippur, the Salach Dikid Varecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the 40 days of the Meirotzin ended. So Yom Slicha V'Kapara. Right? Salachtik, Hashem says, Salachtik Kedvarecha, which Rabbi Shlomo Salanter says, Salachtik Kedvarecha means, I'll give you Slicha Kedvarecha as much as you ask for it, that's what I'll give you. So it's Kedai to appreciate what Slicha is. And ask for more Slicha. And the more Averis someone did, the more Slicha they can ask for. You don't have to get depressed from doing Averis. Other of you could say, I have a lot of Averis, and Neva Hashem, give me a lot of Slicha, and you'll get a lot of Slicha. So you can use it in a positive way. So that's Lachta Kedvarecha. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm Michael, and it's time to build a Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement that they go out to collect the Nedavis for building the Mishkan. They collected it for the next 4 days, and then he told them it's enough. And the sukkahs connected the Mishkan, connected the Shechina. So therefore there's a connection going from sukkah, from Yom Kippur into sukkahs. And that's the mitzvah mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah bali yodei atach mitzenu. That's the connection. Okay, so just a little drush. We should be zaycha to a good and wonderful chasima, and only the best. Okay.